Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you know what the fuck this is, man. TSA Radio, we back, man. It feels like we're on every day, but we got classical great people. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit. The only reason that this show is actually happening. Salute to this G right here. Three Letterman, Dre, my G, what's good?
What's good, my brother Timbo, man? Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. We out here as always, niggas. You already know what it is, man. For real.
That is correct. Yes, we are. Had the interview with Pat Stay just dropped. Everybody go watch, listen, whatever you got to do. That's a classic right there, too, man. But we got a very special guest today, Dre. Very special. Now, it's to the point where we just bring up topics and just listen.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. I think it's the best person to bring out this kind of conversation. This is not going to be battle rap today, y'all. We're going to talk about some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Unfortunately, the young boy, Chinx Drugs, passed away. Over the weekend and stuff, you know what I mean? Coming from a club from Brooklyn, got shot in Queens.
Yeah.
Me and Timbo just want to get Lord Jamar's thoughts, how he feels. I want to talk to him about the no snitching rule. Does the guy who survived the shots, does he owe it to Chink's family? To, you know what I'm saying? In a sense that if he knows what's
You're
going
right.
on, which he probably doesn't
he
know what's going
say
on.
Something.
I mean, damn,
do you prosecute? Do you?
Right.
Say something, I feel it. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and listen, I'm not going to say to act like I was a big Chinx Drugs fan. See, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a young cat at 31 years old whose album, Timbo, was going to be released this year. He just got signed to E1 Records.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen, man, it's a thin line. You know what I'm saying? Like, you try to get out of the hood and try to better yourself, but it's a thin line because if you try to stay away from the guys you grew up with in that environment, they're gonna call you a sellout. But if you up there posted on the block with the savages, some of them are looking at you like food. They loved you when you was out there together struggling. You know what I'm saying? They loved you out there when y'all was going half on the pizza and sharing that shit down the middle. Now that you can buy a whole fucking 8 boxes of pizza for yourself. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like a thin line, bro. You know what I'm saying? A thin line, man. You know?
I agree to where, like, I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't, like, a big Chinx Drugs fan or, you know, listen to a bunch of music of his, but, you know, it's still a tragedy, though, when someone that young and in the game is killed and taken early. You know what I'm saying? So. It's unfortunate when that shit happens, for sure. And, you know, there is a certain, it's like, the person who survived, it's like, damn, what do you do? Because if they, I mean, dude, this guy was shot 15 times.
Jesus!
Chinx was shot 15 times.
Damn, my nigga.
I got to find it.
Yo.
I got to bring up.
I think it was, if I'm correct, it was 3 times in the right hip, twice in the waist. One in the right abdomen, one in the mid-abdomen, 3 times in the left shoulder blade, one in the right thigh, and one in the buttocks.
Yep.
That shit is crazy, my nigga.
Yep.
You can't, I mean, the way I'm describing this shit and talking about it, it just seems like, yo, niggas was actually watching this dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're right.
That shit crazy,
right,
man.
And you got his bro, recovering.
His man survived in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His man was on Instagram.
Yeah.
I seen that shit going on social media where he was, you know. My nigga, all I say to you is be happy that you survived. And I know niggas' mentality is retaliation. And who am I to say if somebody shot my bro, my first initial reaction is probably retaliation.
Absolutely.
This might not be the time to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, bro, man. Shit crazy, man. Shit crazy.
You know, I agree. It's just like, damn, until you're put in that position, it's like, you know, who am I to, you know, who are we to really
say
what's right? But, you know, from a moral standpoint, you're right. You know, it's not like you go kill someone when someone kills, you know, someone close to you.
Right, right.
So I get what you're saying, but, you know, there's that street code where it's eye for an eye, you know, or you kill one of mine, I kill five of yours, you
know? Pretty much.
So, and it does, does suck. So I have it right here. He was shot once in the butt, once in the thigh, once in the shoulder, two in the abdomen, two in the waist, four in the back, and four in the hip.
Damn!
15 times. Someone wanted this man dead. That's what it was.
Mm. Damn, my nigga. That's, woo. God. Damn.
That's crazy.
Ah, man.
That's crazy.
If you're driving a Porsche around the hood and driving around Queens, it's just, niggas is watching you. They see you flossing. You know what I'm saying?
Four in the morning, too, Dre. You know.
Yeah. Nothing really comes out of that. You know what I mean? You drive around 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning. Not saying you shouldn't be able to do what you want to do, but you just got to know, man. Savages and wolves
out. You got to be smart about that.
Yeah, man. You got to be smart. Yeah. And you know what, Timbo? I agree with you. You got to be smart, but damn, it's a thin line. Like, you want to move accordingly. You want to move the way you want to move.
Hold on 1 second. I got the guest calling up right now.
One second. Let's go.
1 second. I think he's going to call it the show. Let's see. Here we go. Yep. So we got the guest on right now. We got to get, we got to get the bottom of these topics, man, and who better to come and speak on them than this man right here. PSA welcomes back a good friend of the show, Lord Jamar. Jamar, what's good, man?
Peace. What's happening?
Peace, King. What's good, Lord Jamar?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, my G, man. We appreciate you coming on the show. And I said to my bro, Timbo, I'm like, yo, I want to discuss the situation with Change Drugs, but I'd rather discuss it with somebody who could bring some insight to the table. I want to get your take on this whole situation, Lord Jamar. You know what I mean? As an OG, what's your take on all this?
I mean, you know, it seems like, first of all, rest in peace to the brother, you know what I mean? Our condolences go out to his family and all of that, his friends, you know, his children. It's like, it seems like every few years or something that something like this happens in hip-hop for some reason, you know what I mean? Like, and they try to use it to immortalize whoever it happens to, you know what I mean? We've seen Biggie and Pac, and you know what I mean? This one kind of reminds me a lot of the Stack Bundle situation.
Yeah.
The simple fact that, you know, they both from Queens. They both were on that. Yeah, they both was on that verge of, like, about to pop, you know what I mean? Mm. And then some, what it seems like, some hating-ass shit just took them out the game, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's
true. I feel it is close to that, to Stack also, when I think about it. Definitely not so much Pac and Big. Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, just saying as far as rappers getting murdered, you know what I mean? Just on that broad scale, then it's kind of like Pac and Big. But they was already out, you know what I mean? But definitely the Stack bundles, it's like, you know, just rappers getting killed, period. Damn, I need you to hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second, y'all.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and it's funny he says about the Stack bundles because both those brothers are from Far Rockaway, Queens. When Stack was out here before he passed away, RIP Stack Bundles, squad up. Let me throw that out there first.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah. So, Jamar, it's funny you say that because you got Stack and this man both from Queens – Stack was under Chinks and shit. When he got out, he was under the wing of Stack Bundles, French Montana, Coke Boys, this, that, and the third. So I agree with you totally. It does, you know, have that eerie feeling, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it's affiliated with Stack Bundles, but it's just ironic that it happened, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
now, Jamar, what for these young boys and, you know, even some of the old guys that are in this still, how do you prevent this? Because it seems like, you know, do you just walk away completely? Like, you're on the verge and you have enough to get out. Do you just completely walk away? Or is there still, you know, is that still dangerous to do, to get out completely?
What you mean, walk away?
As far as getting out of that life, you know, and being over there, you know, and around all that.
Well, yeah, you need to fucking listen. You got to decide what you want to be. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be a drug dealer or do you want to be a rapper? You know what I mean? Like, it's that simple. Like, you can't necessarily do both. Like, you can't serve two masters. So, what the fuck you want to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could be a rapper that talks about drug dealer shit, but even with that, you have to be careful upon what kind of aura and energy you give off. Because you could get out the game, but be giving off this whole, I'm the baddest drug dealer in the world aura, and niggas will come at you because of that right there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's all in the energy that you give off. You know, like, shit. You know, as a positive rapper, I can say after, you know, 25, I don't know how many years we've been in this game, we ain't never had no problems with nobody, nowhere. We could walk into any projects, anywhere in the world, you know what I mean, and be good. Because we don't got that kind of aura where we're, you know what I mean? Yo, nigga, I'm harder than you and all this type of shit. Now, we come to the people, at the people with love and all that, and that's how you get respect. But sometimes when you shitting on niggas, and I'm not saying nobody's deserving. I'm just talking in general. I'm not saying Chinks did this. But
right.
I'm just saying, like, when you flossing on niggas and they, ah-ha-ha-ha, you ain't got shit, I got more money than you, and I'm more gangster than you, and you know what I mean? It's like, motherfuckers after a while, they like, yo, man, you know what I mean? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, Jamar, let me ask you a question. When you, Sadat and Poobah and Stud Doogie and all these guys in Brand Newbies, when you guys popped off, was it hard for you to chill in the Bronx like that, like you from the BX? Was it hard to come on the block and still, like, you know, the hood shows you love, but now you got money in your pocket. You can do what the fuck you want to do and shit. How do you keep that? How did y'all keep that balance, my nigga?
Because it's just the shit, I guess, that we was talking about. Like, we talking about shit that's helping black people. You know what I mean? So even if I come around you with a chain on and shit like that, like I used to do, even if I come around you with a new whip or some shit like that, like, I'm the type of motherfucker, I'm invite you in the whip and, yo, let's take a ride or some shit like that. I'm not going to exclude you. See, people make themselves exclusionary and isolate themselves from other people and all of that. I'm going to still come to the block and all of that type of shit. But I'm not there to be necessarily doing the shit I used to do before, but I'm going to still let you know that I'm with you, and you know what I mean? You got to be humble in certain ways, too. Like, that's another thing. Like, the mad people that meet me over the years, they like, yo, that dude's mad humble, man. I thought she was going to be more arrogant and all of that, you see? Because they want that in order for that to be the fuel for them to hate on you and do some shit to you. But if you be humble and shit, no matter what you have and all of that or your success, you know, people will respect that.
And talk about timing, Lord Jamar Timbo. I mean, the man just got a record deal. He just signed to E1 Records. He was going to drop an album this year, Jamar, this year.
Right.
Talk about fucking timing.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's sad. It's ironic. It's just like, wow. You know, he was right there. I was in a studio the other night, and I guess they were playing Revolt or something, and it looked like they was having a Chinks drug marathon of videos, and I ain't never seen none of his videos before. I didn't even know he had videos. And now it turns out, you know, and when I'm looking at it, I'm shaking my head. I'm like, oh, man, this dude's probably going to be more famous dead than he ever was alive.
Mm.
And that's some bullshit.
Unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
They're exploiting the fact that he, you know what I mean, just off his death, they're exploiting that, like that. And people's looking at that right now. So, hey, let's get his music out there. Let's get his videos out there. Oh, you best believe that album's still coming out. And the shit will probably sell. You know what I mean?
Yep.
The shit will probably sell. I haven't seen a scumbag, one of those satirical sites. Those fucking scumbags, like the day after the shit, they put up a fake article that some people might would think is real, talking about some, matter of fact, I'm not even going to repeat the fucking shit they said. But all I'm saying is they said some bullshit to try to get people to look at their site. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like the man's body's not even cold, and you're going to put up fucking an article like that. And that just goes to show this, where we're at, society. Like, people have no morals or scruples. You know, it's just all about making money. And, you know what I mean?
You know, there was a lot of, I'm not going to name the radio stations by name, but there was a lot of major radio stations in the country that were saying, oh, Chink's Drug Marathon. And they were getting heat. It's like, yo, you've never played any of his music before, but now that he passed away, now you want to start playing a marathon of his shit. And people were getting pissed off.
Right. He probably had to do all kind of payola and shit to get you to do his shit, play his shit before. Now you want to fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was it, Timbo? 15 times he got shot, right?
15 shots.
Yeah, something crazy.
Shot
15 like
times. Just ridiculous.
With three in the right hip or some shit like that.
Four in the hip, four in the waist, in the abdomen, and just in the leg, in the shoulder, in the back, everything. Yeah, 15 total.
And see, that just goes to show the disregard for human life. I mean, there's so many different levels to look at these things, man, when they happen, man. It's bigger than just, some hood shit, man. This is all shit. That speaks to self-hatred. Like, to shoot somebody that many times, the police will psychologically look at that as almost like a crime of passion. Like, that's almost like overkill. Like what kind of anger did you really have towards this person? You know what I mean? So it's like, that's to be looked at too. But sometimes it's really the anger that you have towards yourself. Because black people, we hate our own selves. This is why it's so easy to kill another black man. Because that's the hate you see, which you don't like about yourself in this person. So you're like, let me eradicate that. Let me take that out.
So, Jamar, I got a question. Do you think there's any sense of fear in these young artists that are like, look, I've seen so many stories of these, one-hit wonders and then going back to the block. So I don't want to completely turn away from that. I want to stay there until I know I'm good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. There's definitely some of that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
But when we move in fear, you know what I mean? Bad things happen. Like, you can't live your life where fear is your motivator. You know what I mean? Love's got to be your motivator. Your love for hip-hop and just your faith in that should be like, you know what? I don't believe I'm going to be a one-hit wonder. I believe this shit's going to work out for me, and we're going to be good. Let me leave this shit alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're scared that you're going to be a one-hit wonder and you're not sure, you don't have real faith in yourself, well, shit that happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Jamal,
I was hustling, and I cut my shit out. So you would never know that because I don't talk about that shit. But I had to make a conscious decision when I see niggas getting sealed indictments and all my friends and shit. I had to say, you know what? I'm going to be a rapper. I'm doing this shit. So I need to stop this shit and get a job. Okay? I don't care if I'm working minimum wage. I'm going to get a job until. You know what I mean? Damn,
and
hang on again. I'm sorry. Hang on.
No, you're good.
No, I'm good.
And you know what? Timbo, that must be a hard decision to make when you're living that street life.
Super hard.
And you're making money on the streets, and to cut it out, to now get a job, now have somebody telling you, now you have a boss, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you're under guidelines, restrictions, you can't do what the fuck you want to do. The money you was getting off the streets was much more higher than you're getting at a fucking 9-to-5. it gotta be hard as fuck to leave that life alone and shit. And you see a lot of time with cats, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It's hard to stay off the streets and stay in the booth, you know?
Exactly. And you know what? I wonder if there's a sense of fear in doing that, too. Like, man, I got to tell my people, like, I'm done with the block shit. You know, am I going to get hurt just by telling them that? Because, you know, there could be shit that that person knows that people that he's on the block with don't want other people to know. So when you say, yo, I want to go straight, you know, I'm going to do this 9-to-5 shit, they might look at you like, you know, no, you're not. You're staying here. We're all on the block. Like, this is it. You know?
You're basically a product of the environment, my G. And
exactly.
You can't just leave the block alone. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think also it comes with the money also, man. I think the money plays a part. You're making money on the streets. And to get that, you can't get that money. You make it in a day. You make that in a week now or 2 weeks. You buy a weekly check.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Probably what you make in 2 days is probably what you can make in 2 weeks with your 9-to-5. And I see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I know when 50 Cent said, fuck the hood, a lot of people got upset because of that comment.
Yeah.
I don't think 50 was basically saying fuck the hood, like fuck the people in the hood. It's more like fuck the hood politics and some of the hood rules that I don't agree with. I respect it, but that doesn't mean I agree with all the commandments of the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Here, hold on.
Of the hood rules
Let's get Jamar back on real quick. Jamar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. My bad. Sorry.
No, you're good, bro.
I'm good.
Jamar, I want to ask you about his friend that survived. Like, does his friend owe the family anything? Is something that he might know or might not know? If he does know something, like, how do you handle that situation? Your man's get shot in front of you. You survived, they're able to talk about it. Now, do you cooperate with the authorities? Will you be considered a snitch if you know something? Like, where's the balance in that?
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, niggas talk this snitch shit. Like, and at some point, we really got to. What is snitching? Like, to me, snitching is when you rocking with a nigga. You know what I mean? And then you tell on the nigga that you rocking with. Like, if you're the victim of a fucking crime, you know what I mean? And niggas try to murder you and your man and all that type of shit. I don't give a fuck who catch this motherfucker. I'm gonna try to let motherfuckers know. Listen, I might tell the police. This nigga's the one that tried to shoot me, and I'm going to tell my mans. And whoever gets him first gets him. Like, I don't give a fuck. But this nigga's got to get it. You know what I mean? And your motherfucking righty owes something to the family and all that. Like, stop with this bullshit. Like, unless y'all niggas, unless y'all niggas really got your own little police force, which I doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your own means of investigations and shit like that. It's like, come on, man. Snitching to me is when y'all, that's your Cody. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the niggas you ride with. You know what I mean? If you don't know this nigga from Adam and all this type of shit, and you know what I mean? You cooperate with the boys, then, you know, if they got the resources to help, you know, get your man's woman and family some closure, then shit, I don't see nothing wrong with it, man. Fuck all that, fuck all that street mentality bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a lack of guidance too that's in hip hop right now for these young cats that are on these labels? I mean,
absolutely.
Just to say,
and they want that lack of guidance. Mm-hmm. They want that lack of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got an artist named Aaron Cooks, and he's fortunate enough to have me as a manager. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, this boy's going to be big. He's going to be good.
Mm. And you know what's funny, though? My wife, who, you know, she didn't know who Trinx Drugz was, but then she seen his picture, and she was like, oh, babe, he was on a fucking Kardashian show with French. And I'm like, holy shit. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't watch the Kardashian show, but she, I mean,
I don't
just to say, you know what I'm saying? But the young boy was on a Kardashian show, regardless if it was on the strength of knowing French Montana, you know what I'm saying? Affiliation or whatever, but he was a nice dude. You know what I'm saying? I can't
say.
Well,
he wrote for French Montana. That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering what French is going to be doing now, because that's his writer.
Mm.
how popping is this? I mean, I'm sure you're gonna find other writers, but you know. Wonder what the flavor of his music, if it's gonna change or what the case may have.
Yeah, we gotta see on that though. I wanna ask you a question about when 50 Cent said a comment a couple years ago and a lot of people got mad when he said fuck the hood. I didn't take it as, well, he's saying fuck everybody in the hood. It was just more like fuck the bullshit and the politics and the hood rules that, you know, so, you know, what's your take on that? Hood rules and hood politics.
I mean, that's you know, that's kind of what I was saying earlier about all that snitching shit. Like, fuck that when it's some shit like this. You know what I mean? And that's your people and niggas go, oh, but you snitching. What you going to do? The same niggas are saying, yo, you snitching. Are they out there helping you try to find a nigga? No. You know what I mean? So, what the fuck are you talking about? But at the same time, you can't totally say fuck the hood because there's certain cultural things that we as black people, as Africans, have injected into hood culture that we need to retain. You see, so we need to sift through and filter out the bullshit, but there is certain hood shit that is good. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's love in the hood. There's, you know what I mean? There's community in the hood and all of that, but that's not what they want to show you and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but let's be real, Jamal. It's like this. When you're in the hood, me and you and Timbo in the hood, and we there every day struggling, and one of us make it out the hood, and we're pushing a Porsche, Panamera, whatever, around the hood and shit like that. Like, it's like, niggas are happy that you made it, but when you come back flossing, they want what you have or expect a handout. You want to look out for your boys, of course. You can't look out for everybody. So it's like, should you be driving in the hood at that time, 4 a.m. in the morning, knowing that savages and the wolves out?
Nah, of course not. I mean, come on. That's what I'm saying. Like, you asking for that. Like, if you're going to be riding around in Porsches with $100,000, you know, chains on and all that type of shit, then, you know what I mean? You can't necessarily be there like that. Like, you want to be in the hood, but you can't necessarily be flossing like that in the hood around people who have nothing. Like, that's just common sense, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's just common sense. That's why the white people move to gated community. Not just to be away from you. They hiding from some of their own white people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They hiding from their own white people that might want to rob their ass. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
true. I mean... It is true. It is crazy.
So it's like, Jamal, you know, when you dangle things like that in front of hungry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In front of people that are hungry, man, they're going to want to eat, man.
Yeah. Jamal, did you watch the Billboard Music Awards?
Nah, man, I ain't watched that corny shit. I'm getting tired of this type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's not for us.
I was looking forward to asking you about, you know, the whole Iggy Azalea winning best rap song. And how
that those awards are not for us, man. So, of course, she won that type of shit. Like, that's their interpretation of best whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
We know that ain't true. It only means something when we give it credibility, when we give it stock. If we just laugh at that and be like... So what, you won that? You still ain't shit. She's gonna feel like shit. She's gonna feel like shit regardless how many fucking awards she wins, unless she tells herself, which she's been telling herself, fuck black people. I don't need them. But if that's the case, then why you rap? Why are you doing a black people genre? Once again, yes, I said it, a black people genre. Why are you doing that then if you feel like fuck black people? You don't care about what we think. You know what I mean? About you. Man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Now, even the category, all this shit is becoming crazy. I mean, there's no real rap song that's even in the top rap song category on this shit. I mean, it's crazy to me, and I believe, you know, I completely agree with what you're saying. It has no focus on creativity in the artistic part of the genre of hip-hop at all.
Right.
In rap.
It's just some bullshit. I mean, she's just something to sell to white America, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But we don't fuck with her. just like we don't really fuck with Eminem either.
Ah, Jamal, mm-hmm. I fuck with Eminem. I gotta keep it real.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. You ain't no fucking rolled up to the club playing on Eminem. You ain't never went nowhere feeling hard playing on Eminem. Knock it off, nigga.
Nah, Jamal, I ain't never fucked though. Big homie, nigga, can ride.
Knock it off. Ain't nobody playing that shit, man.
Big homie, I gotta be real with you.
Who am I? Are you black?
I'm black.
Yeah,
that don't mean nothing. No, listen. I like hip hop, Jamal. My nigga, hold on.
You was playing Eminem, rocking that shit, feeling good about yourself.
Listen, I played Eminem.
You was playing your boys in the car before y'all went to the club. Y'all was playing Eminem. That's what you told me. You were playing Eminem before you went to go beat niggas up or do a drive by or whatever the fuck you want to do. That's what you was playing.
Listen, Jamal.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Stop it, nigga. Yes, he can run, nigga, but niggas on a whole, and if you do listen to him, you're an anomaly. Because most of us don't listen to that bullshit. He talks about shit we can't relate to. Let's keep it real, man. Knock it off.
All right, but hold on. I listen to Third Bass. I listen to, you know
but
what I'm saying?
I listen to it too, but I didn't rock that shit. I listened to it. There's a difference between listening to it and rocking it. Nigga, I rock the chronic. Nigga, I listen to fucking, you know, I listen to fucking Barry Manilow, nigga. You see what I'm saying? I listen to all kind of music. But
I listen to all my notes, my nigga. I'm a black man. Listen, Jamal, I'm a black man, and I love Hall & Oates. Listen, prime example. I love Hall & Oates. You know what I'm saying?
That's hip-hop. I love Hall & Oates, too. We're not talking about other, I'm talking about hip-hop, my nigga. Don't, you know what I mean?
I did appreciate the Marshall Mathers LP. I can't front. I'll be lying to the public.
And what I'm saying is you was rocking it every day. You was riding around in your car playing that shit. Tell me the fucking truth.
I won't be real with you. Yeah, I played the Marshall Mathers LP in the whip. Yes, I played the Marshall Mathers LP in the whip.
Wow, you're one of the only niggas I know that was playing that shit in the whip.
Nah,
son. The other
totally
nigga that
disagree
I know
with
wasn't
that.
Playing that shit. Ain't a nigga so, that I know.
But listen, no, I got a balance, though. I can listen to Brand Nubians. I can listen to the West, right. Dr. Dre and Snoop.
Would you agree that you're not the average black person? That the average black person
totally disagree
not that. Rocking that. That you are an anomaly.
That's bullshit, Jamal. Come on.
Not rocking that shit.
That's bullshit, son.
Come on, son.
The man can rhyme, though, B. He can rhyme. Let's be real.
He can rhyme about bullshit, about beating his mother up and taking pills.
Minus that, though.
That resonates with you?
He's painting a picture. That's what hip hop is.
Fuck his picture, nigga. That's not my picture. I don't resonate with his picture. I resonate with other niggas' pictures who can't even rhyme half as good as him, but I resonate with what the fuck they saying because I could understand that better. Okay? Or what you want?
I can't front. That white boy's a rap, man. I keep it real.
I didn't say he can't rap. I said I don't fuck with him. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm saying most niggas don't rock with him. And you're just saying this right now to try to prove a point. But I'm telling you, niggas wasn't rocking that shit like what you're talking about right now. With all due respect, my brother.
No, it's cool.
There we go. That's what we have here. Jamal.
Yeah.
Jamal, what'd you think of the whole reunion concert?
What you talking about? What reunion concert?
Where he at?
What we doing?
Yeah, no. The Jay-Z concert that just happened when he had everybody come out, all the reunion, he brought everybody out, Beanie Siegel.
I didn't even see too much of that.
Okay.
I heard about it or whatever, a little bit, the title shit. I mean, that's cool. That's good. That's good for hip-hop. That's good to see. I love to see when people can resolve certain past shit and, you know what I mean? Keep it moving and moving forward or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
So. That's peace.
Well, Jamal, let me ask you, who do you listen to in 2015? As an OG in this shit, who's been around the game for years, who out there that you're like, you know what, I fucks with Son. He gets it in. I like what he talks about. You know what I'm saying? He's an official dude with his music and shit.
All right, well, first and foremost, I got to start with my artist, Aaron Cooks. That's most,
okay.
That's first and foremost. I rock his shit, like, every day. I watch his shit. You see, I don't just listen to it. I don't think it's nice. I rock it. So that's the difference. But as far as outside of that, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to say somebody like Rock Marciano, fucking Ka, motherfucking, yo, get out. Who else do I like? Jay Electronica.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people like what's his name? J. Cole is dope. You know what I mean? I think he's dope. You know, I'm like an Immortal Technique type of dude.
Okay.
Or who I just saw yesterday.
You like Kendrick?
Yeah, I like his new album. Like,
that shit is flames to me, my G.
Yeah, I like it. It's dope. But I haven't been rocking it like that, to be honest. Like, but I like it. It's dope. You see? But there's a difference between really, when something really resonates with your soul type of shit. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, certain albums, like, Nation of Millions that hold us back, the Chronic, fucking, shit like that. Like that. That's what I'm talking about when I'm really rocking some shit. Like even Outkast first album, Southern Players. I'm rocking that shit every day. Like that's what I'm talking about. That's when you know you're at a real hip hop level for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Eminem was never that.
Jamal, you acting like I'm saying he had the greatest album. I just say I can't sit in front like I never listened to Son's music. I can't. I'll be lying if I say that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm from the era that you guys from Tribe, Brand New, EPMD. That's the era I'm from and shit. You know what I'm saying? Daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate what Son brought.
And those are all albums that I rocked.
You made a comment about to the club. I went, as much as I love Nas, I'm not listening to Nas going to the club, and I love Nas.
Yes, you are. He got a couple songs that you can rock.
Got a couple. A couple, but I probably won't listen to Nas going to the club.
Eminem has none. Name one Eminem song you ever heard in the club.
Never.
Exactly.
All right. I can say the same thing about Talib Kweli, though. I can say I never heard Talib being bumped in the club.
I'm not a Talib Kweli fan like that, so you're not hurting me by saying that, because that's not... He's all right. He's cool. I don't rock his shit neither. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he can rap good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Tomorrow, man. We appreciate you coming on the show, man. For real, brother. Just to break shit down to us, though, my G. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, man. You know, I appreciate y'all having me on. And, you know what I mean?
Absolutely,
yo,
man.
Keep doing
what y'all
do.
Before you go,
sir.
Can I get a drop? Just shout out PSA Radio right quick.
Yeah, no doubt. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, peace to the gods, peace to the earth. This is Lord Jamal, Brand Nubian. You checking out PSA Radio right now. One.
Easy.
My G.
Appreciate you, big homie.
Salute, Jamal.
All right, yes, sir.
Peace, y'all. Take care, brother.
All right. Yes, sir.
Salute that man right there. Holy Dre. I was just sitting back with some popcorn listening to that.
Shit got real, right?
Shit got real. Yo,
I listen to Eminem. I'm sorry. I'm not going to front for nobody. I don't do that. We don't get up in PSA.
Of course.
I am not going to front for no rapper, for no battle rapper, for no legends. Nah, I fucks with niggas. I love niggas. But I'm not going to sit here on our show and talk about, I never listen to Eminem. There's no, listen, I understand niggas get cranked. They don't like the shit he talking about. Okay, I can't relate to that. But, yo, he brought something to the game, bro. I can't, you know what I'm saying? He's hip-hop to me.
Yeah.
He's hip-hop
to me. No, he did. He did, definitely. I see where Jamar is going as far as the club shit, though. You know,
but a lot of niggas you can't pay in the club, man. Come on, I'm not paying
now.
Going to the club.
And I was gonna say exactly on the flip side of that, there's a bunch of other people that are not, you know, that aren't Eminem, that are black, that, you know, black artists. You don't play going to the club or in the club.
No.
You're exactly right. So
I'm not paying probably going to the club.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying?
Hell no. Hell no.
But peace to the God.
It was good,
man.
I think we touched on everything, especially, you know, the whole when do you get out of the block? When do you get out of that life? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I personally feel like there's still, as arrogant as these young artists are, I feel like there is a sense of fear in them that, oh, shit, what if I don't make it? I still got to keep one foot in here just so I'll be cool to come back. I don't want to, you know, cut off all ties from the block.
You don't lose that hood stripes. You don't want them hood stripes
to
get taken away.
Exactly. So, there's probably a sense of fear, too, when it comes into that.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
It's crazy, but, yo, salute to that man right there. Man, any topics that come up. Yes, I'm letting everybody know right now this shit will be out tonight. No fucking questions asked. Yes, it's going to happen. Pro Drake, Twitter, of course. And, it's fucking coming out tonight. It might be a little bit later, but you got my word that it's coming out tonight. For sure. This shit was a classic.
Yes,
salute to Lord Jamar coming on, dropping some knowledge and shit. And, man, that was like the quickest 35, 40 minutes, man. That shit was crazy. But definitely a friend of the show, huh? Definitely a friend of the show.
That's three times.
I mean, welcome. Three times. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Just welcome back anytime, man. Might just have to have
Lord
Jamar month. You know, once a month, come up on some topics and shit.
Yep.
And get the man on. So salute to Jamar coming up, man. It's PSA Radio. This is what the fuck we do here. We still got the Prep and John shit coming out. We're releasing Real Deal, of course, and shit. Salute to my bro Trey and motherfucking Lord Jamar. This is PSA Radio, man. What the fuck? My bro, partner in crime in this shit, 3-Letterman, Dre, my bro, take us out.
It's your boy, 3-Letterman. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. Shout out my bro, Timbo. Yes, Lord Jamar, I still listen to old school Eminem. I still bump Marshall Mathers LP. I'm sorry, my G. I think that shit is classic. That was my shit. Criminal, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I had to keep it G. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. What's the slogan, Timbo?
We are the most hated and the least respected. T-shirt coming soon. And it's already copyrighted, so fuck everybody. Try to get that shit. Hollow, you ain't pulling a fast one, my G. Salute everybody. Yo, Lord Jamar, drop it tonight. It's coming out.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Fuck the bullshit. We out.